You're listening to Radio Star Improv, part of the Radio Star Network. The following show is completely improvised. No script, and not even we know what happens next. This week's story... Final upgrades.
It's a severed head.
I just saw it too.
What's it doing on our property?
I don't know. I'm freaked the fuck out about
You're
it.
You're freaked the fuck
yes,
out? I'm the leaseholder. You're just
well,
my roommate for crying
here,
out loud.
And
there's
I
a
find
head
it problematic.
In the rose bushes on our property.
I loved those rose bushes, okay? I planted them myself.
Stay focused here.
I'm
the
focused
rose bushes
here.
Are fine. It's the head
well,
that's a problem.
Well, not when there's this severed head that's probably... The blood from
come
it's
inside,
gonna...
Come inside.
Oh, gladly.
We can't yell in the front yard about the severed head.
I don't want to freak out our neighbors, okay, Bob?
We need to get it out of there.
I'm not touching it.
Well, I'm not going to
touch it.
I don't want to touch it.
I don't even have proper gloves.
Well, do you have tongs or something?
Imagine the sound that would make.
Look, we got to get it out of there. If anybody sees it, we're going to be... Oh, fuck. Okay, you're cool. We're cool. Nothing's wrong. We haven't been outside all day.
No, wait. If we act like nothing's wrong and we know there's a severed head out there, we're going to be more
fucked. We don't know.
We should tell them that we're
freaked out. We don't know who they are.
Because there's a severed head.
Right.
I'm going to go hide under the couch.
Okay, here we go. I'm calm. I'm cool. I'm collected. I'm calm. I'm calm.
I'm not
I'm cool.
Here.
Fine. I'm cool. I'm calm. I'm... Hi.
Hi. Do you live here?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I do. I live here and I have not been out of doors all day. How is it? A nice day out today? I think it's a lovely day. It looks like
it's
very nice
out there. I'm Mrs. Johnson from the city department.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Nice to meet you.
We're doing our routine inspections of the neighborhood. It's got a call, a complaint.
You got about noise?
What's your name, sir?
My name...
Ah! This is getting too serious!
I'm very sorry, Master, but I misplaced the head.
I told you he'd lose it.
What, do I need an I told you so right now? Do I need that? I got a freaking demon that's going to be loose in 12 hours unless I get a Caucasian blonde head to put into the kettle.
There was one in the neighborhood, somewhere near where I lost the head. I shall
then
find him.
Go get the original head!
I haven't been able to find it. I think perhaps the dogs... There are many dogs in the neighborhood, Master.
It's like he's saying, the dog ate his homework. It ate the head.
Well, what help have you been?
I'm a mirror. What the hell do you want me to do?
Show me where the head is.
Okay.
Okay, that's just the head. I need the location. Can you back out some? Can you show me where the head is?
Buffering.
Buffering? What?
Squeeze your fingers together on the mirror like, ow! It bit me, Master.
You've been showing him your phone, haven't you? You don't buffer, you're magic.
He likes the video where Mr. Bean dances in the iTunes advertisement to the Mr. Lover Lover.
Yes, I know. You've shown me like 8 times.
Here we go.
Okay, it's in a bush. Great, thanks. Can you zoom out a little bit more? Why on earth did you set the head down in a bush? Why did you put it down at some random house
well,
in a bush?
I was walking back to the castle, Master, and... Well, there were no bathrooms nearby, and I sort of needed both
you
my hands.
You lost the head when you pissed in a bush?
Yes.
And here we are.
Oh, and there's a little patch of flower in front of the bush. When I say zoom out, I mean zoom out, you fucking mirror!
Touch the little blue compass
He'll bite you,
point
he'll bite
the,
you.
No, touch the little blue compass in the lower left. It's like the iPhone. Perhaps it will center us on the castle and we can ask for directions.
Okay, is that a real functionality button or did you just put that there to jack with me?
I'll poke it. Ow!
What the fuck are you thinking?
I panicked! Okay.
What the hell are you even doing with a shotgun full of rock salt?
In case of emergencies, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
Fuck.
I'm gonna go hide in the refrigerator.
All right. Look, just whatever you do, keep her mouth shut.
I'm not here!
All right. I'm fine. I'm cool. I'm calm. I'm collected. I'm fine. I'm cool. I'm calm. I'm collected. Hi. How are you doing? Lovely day, isn't it? Yes, it certainly is. Can I help you?
You're a blonde.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Fine-looking man.
Are you here? Do you go always door-to-door and
I'm a
guys?
Fashion photographer.
Really? Well,
That's why I wear black.
Which would make sense. And, did your car break down,
this is California, so I'll ask you straight out. Have you seen a loose head in your shrubbery?
What are you doing with Molotov cocktails?
Fuck, are you okay?
My God, you took out the window. Come on, help me get the rose bushes on fire.
Fuck.
My car!
I'm really, really sorry, sir.
Sorry. I'm not here at all.
You son of a bitch. Look, sir, I'm really sorry. Can you help me put out the rose bush?
I need your head.
Whoa!
I need to sever your head and borrow it, but I will bring you a replacement.
Make room in the fridge!
I have brought you the headmaster.
It's still attached!
But it's still attached to the person. Okay, he wouldn't negotiate.
Look, I don't care what kind of kinky things you're into. I don't give head.
I don't need this. I don't want to deal with this. I have a mirror to give me this kind of attitude.
If you let me go, I swear I won't tell the cops anything. Just...
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I'm a very powerful and evil wizard. This is my henchman.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
So he also takes photographs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Instamatic. It's a... application for your iPhone that reproduces the qualities of a 1980s plastic lens camera on 110 film. It's
marvelous.
And it'll
also do tilt shift at the same time. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is very important, because if you answer the wrong way, it could be dire for you.
Look, I got a really good one of you.
Oh, thank you. I put it on my Facebook profile. So, have you seen a blonde Caucasian head? Not yours. Another one. You may speak now.
If I have, will you just take it away and leave me alone and never come back and tell anybody where you got it?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. There was a head under my rose bush, which burned down to nothing when my roommate threw a Molotov cocktail at your henchman.
The Bugatti was destroyed, Master.
Shit. All right, you burned my Bugatti.
I didn't. My roommate did. I answered the door.
Shush, it was not blonde, alas.
I need to know if you reckon if the head in the rose bushes was severed beyond use during the fire.
Well, the head was already off of the body, so it was
severed. I don't need that kind of attitude.
You know where the head is?
It was under the rose bush.
We're wasting time, Master. We'll take the tandem bicycle and go get it.
Hey, what are these ropes doing around me? I demand that you take these ropes off me right now.
I don't...
Young man, come here. You come here right now.
I tied you up. I'm not going to go close.
Young man, you come here right now.
Stop that. You sound like my mother. Stop it.
Well, maybe I am your mother.
That's ridiculous. You are not my mother.
I gave up a couple children. I wouldn't put it past me.
Shut. You shouldn't even be alive. How did you survive that?
I only hit me with rock salt. Not like bullets, like a regular intelligent person would use.
Would you shut your mouth?
These ropes are cheap.
Well, you're not going to be able to get out of them. Stop trying.
I might be.
Stop trying to get out of them. Stop that.
Now that I'm
stop
mentioning
that.
It.
Stop. Fuck.
Oh, that's so much better. Come here.
No. Ow. Oh. Ow.
You deserve that, young man. Now, I want some answers, and I want some straight answers right now. Now, you tell me what just in darnation is going on here.
I have really sensitive skin. That really hurt. Ow! Oh!
Answers!
What? I panicked, okay? We had a severed head out in our yard in a bush, and you were asking us about it, and I didn't want to... Oh, my God. I told you again. Now you definitely know about
it. What are you talking about? The complaint we got was about someone peeing in...
I'll hit you with my other shoe!
Pedal faster.
It's a little hard when my arms are tied. If you could just untie me, I'm sure I could.
All right, I'll untie you, but we must pedal faster to get the head from your house.
All right, fine. Thank you. I can balance now for crying out loud. Here we go. Look, I don't even know why you did this in the first place for crying out loud.
So what do you do for a living?
I'm a graphic artist.
Really?
Yes, I work in Photoshop a lot. And an illustrator, you know, together, usually a lot.
I'm a big fan of Apple technology.
Can you pedal too? I mean, I'm pushing us both for crying out loud.
I'm pedaling.
What is the head for? Why did you...
A spell.
A spell?
To bring about the end of the world.
This is not 1385 for crying out loud. We don't do spells. You just do things with
nanotech. Graphic artists don't do spells. Evil wizards do spells.
Yeah.
I don't want the world to end. I want an iPad.
Is that what he's trying to do, end the world?
Yes.
Then why are we getting the head?
Well, it's my job.
I know the economy is bad, but you can get work elsewhere.
No, I've tried. The Apple Store won't hire me. Too many scars, they said. Uneven eyeballs, they said. And what about the hump? What hump, I said, but it didn't play.
If they admit that, you can actually use that and create a lawsuit. You could live like a king forever. You wouldn't even need a job.
I've been dead for 400 years. I have no social security number.
You're dead?
Yes.
How are you walking and talking if you're dead?
Evil magician.
Right, okay, yeah. I gotta link these things
up. I'll thank you not to mention it. I'm sensitive. The mirror is bad enough.
Oh, you don't like looking in mirrors?
One in particular.
Do you show up in mirrors?
Yes, I'm not a vampire. I'm an Igor.
Oh, you're an Igor?
An Igor.
Is that like a zombie?
Smarter.
This is turning out to be the weirdest day of my life.
So how would I become a graphic artist?
Mirror, can you please show me the status of Igor right now?
Would you like the satellite view or the standard little boxy view?
Do you have a satellite view?
Sure.
Give me the satellite view.
And here we go.
Okay, you see, that's what I thought. You say satellite, but really it's just a close-up of him top-down instead of sideways. I see the top of Igor's head and the blonde that he's riding the tandem bike with. That he's untied! What on earth would possess him to untie the prisoner?
Ugh. He doesn't seem to be going anywhere.
Not yet. Oh, and there he goes. Just as I'm saying, there he goes. Okay, he's free, he's running away, and Igor doesn't even notice yet. Why do you put a prisoner on the back of the bike instead of the front? Why would somebody do that?
Hello.
Master, it's Igor.
Oh, really, Igor? Do you have the head in your hand yet? Say hi for me. Say hi for me. The mirror says hi, and he's not being sarcastic. The
mirror is being sarcastic, Master. Mirror is always sarcastic, Master.
So, you have the blonde head in your hands right now?
Yes, and I'm not at the Apple Store.
Igor! I swear to God, I don't know where you learned to lie, but it's getting on my nerves! Do you realize we only have 6 hours left?
The mirror is showing you a picture of me at the Apple Store, isn't it, Master?
You are surrounded by white and you're not in heaven, so yes, you are at the Apple Store right now. Then there's a comely young assistant there showing you another iPhone.
All right, I'm at the Apple Store, Master.
Okay.
The prisoner escaped.
Oh, really? How did that happen?
I was interrogating him about related issues and...
Were you torturing him?
No, we were bicycling.
Please get the head and return immediately.
Yes, there is in fact a special on Photoshop today. I was wondering if perhaps I could purchase a book on company money.
Petey, good, you're here.
How are you
you're
still
here.
Alive? How do I know this is you?
It's
oh,
me.
Fuck.
Look, Petey,
what?
You panic, you hide in weird places, and
okay.
I'm pretty sure
okay,
you've got
okay.
butter in your ass cheeks right now because you've been hiding there for the last hour or two.
What? I was under the rug.
Petey, where's the head? You
oh,
were in the fridge earlier.
No, I just had it with me. I hid it with me under the rug. It's got to be under the rug. Let me look for it.
For crying out
got
loud.
Got it. It's right here.
Someone's going to come by here. Oh, shit. That's him. Look, there's a guy.
I've got the head right here.
Yeah, this guy's been dead for 400 years. They work for an evil wizard. They're trying to destroy the world. We can't give him the head. You're a good hiding.
Got it. Got it.
Just
leave
a
with
second.
The head. Leave with the head.
I'm
go
not dressed.
I know you're in there.
Go
don't
hide.
Make this difficult.
Hide in the fridge. Put your ass on the butter if you
I've
need
got
to.
An
just
axe.
Go hide.
No, just wait. I'm indecent. Hold on one moment. Look, we just got to get out of here
I
with
know
that.
That was
man.
Really good. You're really good
thank
at that.
Thank you. Yeah, that was good. Look, just
we've already met.
And are you hidden? All right, and. Oh!
Now, provide me with a head or yours is coming off.
Oh.
In the next 10 seconds.
Well, I can't.
Oh, man, my head. Who are you? And put that thing away right now, young man.
I'm the paper boy, and he owes me for 3 months. Now,
don't you know that
bring
dangerous
me what
weapons
I
are
for.
Not nice?
Sorry,
put
man.
That away.
Sorry.
Right now. Thank you very much. And you go to your room, young man, right now.
You're the city lady.
I know, but clearly somebody needs to be in charge here, and it's clearly not you.
I'm going to the kitchen for Kool-Aid. Perhaps it's in the refrigerator.
I will get you some Kool-Aid. You just take a seat in the living room right here. Let me get a pillow for you. Just get comfy.
Oh, a pillow.
Okay.
Yes, we do things properly, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
You can just calm down now. I have things in order. Now, would you like to go to the kitchen to get this nice young gentleman some Kool-Aid?
Sure, I'll be back.
You know which flavor I want. I see you're a blonde.
Well, yes, I just got it dyed yesterday. Do you like it? Do you think it goes with my complexion?
Oh, dyed?
Yeah.
You're very persuasive, I'm sorry. I really have to get this call, I'm very sorry. Hello?
Get the head and leave!
All right.
I can see you talking to me right now in the mirror.
All right.
The mirror's laughing at me.
The mirror laughs at me too, Master.
I know that.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your telephone call there,
That's
but would you like some cookies or anything? Some crackers? I'll just see what they have in there.
Maybe
some
her head!
Saltines, perhaps.
All right.
Cut her head off right now!
Would you do me a favor?
What?
I'm coming, Master.
I put butter all over the head. I didn't know what else to do. But oh I covered the. I have this melon.
Gentlemen, I have procured a suitable replacement.
Oh.
However, if you want me to attach.
Said she was my mom.
The other head to your mother's body, I can take it with me and do a little work in my spare time.
Sure. Here you go. Take it. Have a good day. Thank you very much.
This is.
Be careful. It's kind of buttery.
You're buttered. How did you know? It's the best way to preserve a head.
Oh, how did you know that?
Well, you're welcome.
You must be a very canny axe murderer.
Thank you.
I'm just going to borrow that Chevelle that's in the driveway, since I can't ride a tandem and carry a body in two heads with my... But I'll return
right
it,
ahead.
Don't worry.
Go
here
right
you go,
ahead.
Just...
Here's my card. I want to email you about graphic design.
Yeah, that'd be great. We can do a mentorship.
Okay, so things are okay, right? We don't have to worry about the head. We're cool.
I think we're cool.
Okay.
There's just that one other thing, though.
Wait, that... No, now we have a body!
No,
I'm taking the body!
Oh!
No.
Okay!
No, it's more about you not doing your part on the chore wheel.
What?
Each week.
Okay, look, I've been scrubbing the batch. I've been stuck on bathroom duty for 4 months now, and you've just been vacuuming the hallway. That is not fair.
I have 15 minutes left to get this head in the porridge here.
Yes.
What do I do?
You need about 6 ounces of the back guano.
Yes, yes.
You put that in the cauldron.
Dumping that in the cauldron now. That's the right thing, correct?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Now when
stir.
With what? Stir with the wooden thing or the femur? What? What are you? No. There's no rebooting. You don't reboot, Magic Mirror. That's bullshit.
I'm sorry, Master. I did an OS upgrade on the mirror last week.
You guys are jacking with me, aren't you? You don't need to upgrade a magic mirror.
I'm afraid not, Master. I was installing a sound system. I wanted iTunes for the castle. You have to wait for the beach ball to quit spinning, Master.
We have 9 minutes left until a demon will appear and devour us all.
8:37, according to my Casio calculator watch.
You suck! I hate you. You're the worst assistant ever.
I've worked for you for 400 years.
I know that, so why did you do an upgrade?
400 years, Master!
Hey, Igor, look at me. Look at me in the eyes. Look me in the... You and your zombie eyes.
I want to learn Photoshop!
I
want to work at Media Gold!
I will... You can go to a Photoshop class at Learn It. Whatever you want, I'll flip for it. It's no big deal. Mirror, are you...
Spell is complete.
Wait, I didn't do anything with a head yet. Okay, I'm gonna throw the head in the cauldron. That's what we gotta do. All right.
I'm hiding in the refrigerator, Master.
What? Since when do you hide in a refrigerator?
Apparently that's what people do.
Okay, it's fresh head or old head? The old one's buttered. Okay, we're gonna put in the fresh head. Okay, black smoke, is that good? Mirror, is black smoke good?
Ooh, wow, that looks interesting.
Get me out of here!
Mirror, there's a muted voice speaking from the cauldron.
Is it the demon?
I don't know.
I want to get out of here right now! I demand it!
Sounds like a demon.
Can somebody get me out of here and put me back onto a body?
There is no mass destruction. I am not the king of the entire globe. And the head in the cauldron is talking. Mirror, what happened?
Are you sure this isn't how it's supposed to go?
Young man.
Yes?
Have you done your homework?
You've been listening to David Austin Gruen, Christopher DeYoung, Dan Ronco, Sharon Rylander, Brian Shermer, and Dan Wilson. Theme by Nolan Cook. Edit by DJ CCP. Come hear all of our shows at RadioStarNetwork.com. This has been a Cassandra's Call production.
So these are layers, and you work in the different layers for different parts of what you want. This can be like, you can take your original photo.
Wonderful. New master.
That sounds amazing.
Okay.
The demon likes it too.
Beelzebub, what you can do is you can add a color layer over the first one, and you can remove it whenever you want. You can also do a blur layer.
What do you have to press to add the color layer?
Well, that's the beautiful thing, is that if you use a tablet, you can just go ahead and click on this part of the tab menu.
I clicked and I just set it on fire by accident.
It's going to be a long week.